Happy Monday, Eastern Sierra. Whether you're tuning in from the slopes or warming up at home, we've got a mix of stories to kickstart your week. Plus, a little bit of humor to keep you smiling. For me, really, who'd have thought? Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing. From fresh powder on the mountains to some big New Year's events, we've got the news you need to know. And a few fun nuggets you didn't expect. Chicken nuggies. Stick around, it's all coming up right here. Attention travelers, starting January 6th, Death Valley National Park's Immigrant Canyon Road will be closed for repairs. This means no road access to popular spots like Wild Rose Campground and Telescope Peak Trail until early March. The closure allows crews to armor the road against flash floods, which are becoming more frequent due to climate change. That's true. The project is funded by the Federal Highway Administration's Emergency Relief for Federally Owned Roads program and the National Park Service's Disaster Supplemental Funding. Heads up, Mammoth Lakes visitors. Starting January 1st, the town of Mammoth Lakes will begin charging a 15% transient occupancy tax, that's the TOT, on short-term lodging rentals, up from the previously collected 12% TOT. This tax is collected by lodging operators from guests at the time of payment and is remitted to the town. The TOT is a crucial revenue source for the town, supporting essential services and local infrastructure, like affordable housing.
Winter air travel in the Eastern Sierra is easier than ever. Advanced Air operates flights 4 days a week from Mammoth Lakes to Hawthorne, LA, and Carlsbad. Stack on savings with bulk ticket specials through the Altitude Club membership. United Airlines has daily direct flights from Bishop to San Francisco and Denver. Trust us, you'll want dibs on the window seat. Sierra views from cruising altitude are unreal. Plus, locals enjoy special discounts. For more details, head to visitmammoth.com/flylocal.
In preservation news, the National Park Service is working to stabilize three historic wooden towers of the Saline Valley Salt Tram in Death Valley, built in 1911. This tram once transported salt over the Inyo Mountains. Preservation specialists have straightened two leaning towers and a plan to repair a third that was toppled earlier this year. The project is funded by the Inflation Reduction Act. For more information on this process and the Saline Valley Salt Tram, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Mark your calendars for January 21st. Mammoth Hospital is hosting an AI-packed power lunch at the Parallax featuring a presentation by Dr. Michael Karch, a distinguished orthopedic surgeon and inventor following the Chamber Ski Power Hour. Dr. Karch's presentation, Competing in the Age of AI, promises an insightful presentation on how artificial intelligence is reshaping various industries. Don't miss this opportunity to discuss the many facets of AI and learn from a local expert. The Power Lunch takes place between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. and costs $25 to $35 depending on member status. Visit EasternSierraNow.com to learn more about this event and Dr. Michael Karch. And to learn more about Dr. Karch, keep checking with Eastern Sierra Now. He has us handling his social media for him, so there's going to be a lot out there about all of this AI hoopla and everything that's going on. It's very, very interesting. He also has two books published about it. So if you're interested in that, reach out to us at advertise@EasternSierraNow.com, where we can get you in touch with Dr. Karch about his amazing books. New year, new you. But what about new ways to support local news? That's a lot of new. There's a lot of that in there. Tongue twister. Eastern Sierra Now is here to keep you informed, entertained, and maybe even laughing over your morning coffee. But hey, journalism doesn't run on snowmelt alone. Join our Patreon and make 2025 the year you support the stories that matter in the Eastern Sierra. Your subscription helps us bring you the news you love with that signature wit you won't find anywhere else. Trust me. Plus, you'll snag some sweet perks. Think of it as your resolution to be awesome. So start the year off right. Head to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow and give your local news the boost it deserves. Let's make this the best year yet. Together. Here's a rundown of some exciting events happening around the Eastern Sierra. Mark your calendars, make your plans. Dive into the rich traditions of the Numu people with this social, dance, and cultural experience. Join Sage Romero from Akamaya Cultural Group today at Mono County Arts Center starting at 5:30 p.m. The event is $5 to attend, and all the proceeds go directly to Akamaya. Stay tuned for updates on this unique opportunity to celebrate Indigenous culture. Got a song? A poem, or you just want to belt out your favorite karaoke tune, head to Distant Brewing for Open Mic Monday, starting at 6 p.m. This is your chance to take the stage and share your talent. Performers are required to keep their sets to about 15 minutes, and some equipment is provided. You hear that? Some. You got a special mic, you better bring it yourself. Ring in 2025, a style at the Bishop Elks Lodge New Year's Eve party. Tomorrow, starting at 5 p.m., you can count on music, dancing, and plenty of fun to start the year off right, with dinner starting at 6 and a toast to the new year at 9 p.m. This event is perfect for the whole family, or anyone who thinks midnight's overrated. Space is limited, so if you're interested, act now. Call 760-873-3221 to buy tickets today. Flex those brain muscles at Mammoth Brewing Company's weekly trivia night tomorrow, December 31st. Trivia kicks off at 6:30 p.m. and wraps up by 9 p.m. Best part? It's free to play, so grab your team and head to 18 Lake Mary Road in Mammoth Lakes. Maybe you'll even win a prize from my homie, MC Cooper. Back Alley Bowl and Grill is where the party's at this New Year's Eve, and I can't say that more than enough. Starting at 9 p.m. on December 31st, celebrate with good food, drinks, and maybe a little bowling. This event is free to attend. Call 760-873-5777 to make reservations. Ready to heat up the dance floor? Salsa dance classes are happening on January 2nd from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at C5 Art Studios in Bishop. It's a great way to kick off the new year with some spicy moves. This class is open to dancers of all skill levels and offers a great environment to learn a new dance or just practice your moves. For more information on these events and more, visit easternsierranow.com/events. New year, new opportunities, right? Well, if you're a business looking to get noticed in 2025, we've got the perfect way to kick off the year. Why not let the good folks of the Eastern Sierra see your business front and center on Eastern Sierra Now? Our banner ads are a fantastic way to reach a local audience who's already tuned in for their daily dose of news, events, and all things Eastern Sierra. So whether you're selling gear for the next adventure or a warm cup of coffee to fuel their day, we've got the perfect spot for you. Get your business featured on the site that locals trust and visitors flock to. It's an easy, cost-effective way to start the year strong and put your business in the spotlight. Reach out today to snag your spot. Let's make 2025 a year to remember for your business. So what are you waiting for? Get your banner ad rolling on Eastern Sierra Now, where the locals are and the business is waiting. What's our ski report look like? Let's talk about those mountain vibes today. After yesterday's storm dropped 4 to 7 inches of fresh snow, the base depth is now a solid 49 inches, perfect for some prime powder riding. Conditions are top-notch, and all 178 trails are open with 23 lifts spinning to get you to your favorite spots. Here's the scoop. It was a windy storm, so keep an eye out for those deeper stashes across the mountain. For some of the best turns of the day, we're recommending White Bark Ridge. Grab your powder sticks and go find those freshies. The snow's calling, and we'll see you out there. Stay safe, have fun, and remember to check lift and trail updates throughout the day. Happy shredding. Now for a quick sports update, proudly brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill. The Bishop boys varsity basketball team faced off against the Templeton Eagles yesterday in a non-league game at the Gus Klikas Gym. After a close first half, the Eagles capitalized on turnovers in the second quarter, taking a 31-23 lead. Despite trading baskets in the second half, the Broncos could not recover, falling 59-45. Emery Dondero led with 18 points, followed by Richie Talavera with 9, Chris Charlie added 6, and sophomores Dom Dondero and Devon Mitchell contributed 5 and 4. Good luck to the Broncos as they gear up for the next game on January 7th at Rosemont. As a reminder for the parents out there, we would be more than happy to show off the accomplishments of your student athletes. We cannot be at every game to take footage, but we would love to share any photos or videos you take during the students' games. Please send those to info@easternsierranow.com. You'll get full credit for it. I just would love to get some stuff out there for these kids, and we just can't do it. We don't have the staff. We just can't do it, man. So please, info@easternsierranow.com. We would love to get the kids out there. Don't hesitate to reach out with any questions. Go Broncos, and thank you to the Back Alley Bowl and Grill for sponsoring today's sports. Let's dive into your weather forecast for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes from today, Monday, through Wednesday. In Bishop, we're looking at sunny skies today with a high of 57 degrees and a breezy morning. Tonight, temperatures will drop to a chilly 24 degrees, perfect for those cozy fires. Tuesday, it's more sunshine with a high of 56, low of 21. By Wednesday, clouds will sneak in during the morning, but the sun will reclaim the skies by the afternoon with a high of 58, low of 29. In Mammoth Lakes, it's sunshine all the way today with a high of 52. Bundle up tonight, it's dropping to a brisk 14 degrees. Tuesday brings plenty of sun, Bluebird Day with a high of 42 and a low of 19. For New Year's Day, expect a mix of sun and clouds with highs around 44 and lows dipping to 18. That's your weather outlook. Enjoy the sunshine. Don't forget to layer up. This is the Eastern Sierra after all. Stay safe, stay warm. And that's all for today's news roundup. Plenty of good stuff to help you plan your week. And hey, if you want to stay in the loop and get even more Eastern Sierra goodness, because who doesn't? Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on social media. We're always sharing updates, events, and a few laughs along the way. We'll catch you next time. This isn't about fishing.
Fix my hair here, like Justin Bieber.